If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Tuesday, we like to highlight a particular aspect about our heritage, right? Now, our heritage is passed down in many ways, through stories, through food, which we touched on last week, hey? Had a good time. Was I hungry after the show? Absolutely. Okay. Through how we dress, how we dance, our music, and language. And today, I want us to park by the language aspect, because really, with our unique languages, the phonetics, the unique sounds that each of them have, all tell our story. And also what I love is that how some words and phrases are similar across the different languages tell our stories of oneness as well, right? And I don't know if you've noticed, right? Have you noticed that in most African proverbs as well as idioms, they are both warnings and motivations same time? You understand? It's strange, but it's cool at the same time. Like, put the fear of death in, but also inspire you. You understand? Like the saying, iti inyati buza kwaba pambili, right? Which means, you know, you ask from those who came before for the way forward, right? In other words, supap. You understand? Supap. There's a very nice way that our elders said supap. You understand? Isiqhelo siyayisingqondo, which means habits conquer the mind, which means mind your habits. Because sometimes you'll do something out of habit, which means you may make mistakes, you make errors because of just your habits, and you may fall prey to your habits. Hey? Hey, our languages speak, hey, and they speak so beautifully. So I want us to use this opportunity today to learn, be motivated, also to exchange in our native languages. So here's your task for today. If you were to warn me or motivate me in your native language, right? But you have to use an indigenous proverb in India. Idiom that you know. What would you say to me? Think of one that's really cool. One that you've learned. One that your parents used to say to you when you went out the way. Where you thought you were about to be an abandoned child, you understand? And they said it to you repeatedly, and it put the fear of death in you that, okay, I need to get my life together. And also maybe add in there as well as to what it means, you understand? Who taught you that idiom as well? Pop me a message. I look forward to learning. I think it's going to be a great time for us to exchange in our languages. Okay, I'm going to practice as well. So teach me your languages, all of that. So flex, please.
Hey, I'm sister. Which means kushuti. Malogo utumela unga zenzelo ni zito zako ziyosala zinzeki. Ziyosala zistans flex. Malo pu moyo zenzelo kuzuwa zuti nzangani zelefno awo. And as we want to succeed. So.
And that's an important lesson in life, in business. Hey, in business especially. If you think you've hired somebody to do the job, hey, what, and you're not hands-on, hey, hi, Sana, you have money to waste. Yeah?
So one of the idioms that I've always heard from my mom every time I was just being forward is one that says, uzambeleta ungongo ngesepere. Direct translation is, you will spell ngongo in Hebrew. Guys, I don't know like how they came up with this. It doesn't even make sense, but what it basically means is that you will see flames. Like, uzawugowa, you will see flames and you will just regret whatever it is that you were doing. Anyway, happy Heritage Month, guys. Have a good one. Lovely show as always.
Oh, I love our languages. Ulampelet.
Hey. So be warned.
She will show you life. Menyan, how are you?
I'm fine, and you, Andy?
Wonderful. Please educate me. Let's learn. Let's say it again slowly.
Yes.
I hear the baba. Okay, what does it mean?
Not all that glitters is gold.
Hey. Supapa.
Yeah.
Yes, our parents and our elders came up with very creative ways to say supapa.
Yeah, <Yes, you>
know. Wait, say it again for me.
10 sentences, but it simply says, Seboni to laborele, tengwayo na wapap. Simply says supapa.
Hmm.
Supio.
All that glitters in gold. I wish I could say it, hey, because, hey, hey. Okay, send me another voice note and say it very slowly, and then I'll practice, ne?
Definitely will do that.
Manyane, ne?
Nice show,
lovely, my show. Thank you for being a part of it as well. I want to hear from you. Let's learn. Hey, Gasperi, yo. It may take a while. It may take a while. Yeah. I want to learn from you. If you were to motivate or warn me in your language using an indigenous a proverb or an idiom, right? One that you have been taught by your elders, right? One word that was said to you to warn you that, hey, yeah, papa. Yeah, papa. Or when you went off to varsity, because you know there's a speech when you go off to varsity. You understand that one?
Is ukubona kanye, ukubona kabili. Literally means once bitten, twice shy.
Hey. Ukubona kanye, ukubona kabili. Look at us learning. Okay.
The two idioms that I like, and they're not even in my native language.
Yeah.
This is the language that I was married into.
Uh-huh.
They stood out to me. The first one is fuwa hlowa utsemandlebe, meaning if you're going to domesticate a wild animal, cut off its ears.
Hey.
Oh, that still stayed with me today. The second one is amahlweni kangala kufambwana shisana, meaning if you're going to put yourself in front of danger, at least be prepared. Those are my two. They are in Tsonga.
Listen, look at me being multilingual. Look at us being multilingual as a feel-good family. We're learning to do.
Mm-hmm. So, my mother used to say to my big sisters, Kuba, Dizaubambi Kuba. So, which is loosely translated as, so you want to do it your way? Okay, go ahead, do it your way. I'll be right here behind you, watching.
Oh, I love that. Sam, hello, Sam and Jenny.
Hi, Susanly, I'm feeling good. Always one cool one now.
Oh, I love to hear it. But one, please, educate me.
I just want to add Guma multilingual because Mina Metsonga from Kiani.
Okay, good. Yes.
There's another one, it's pretty. That's the thing.
But
if Pinyana Hairi Bing, Eva Equile Bing, Echolo. Meaning, ukuthi as parents, whatever you say, Utiwa.
So kids repeat what they see.
Yeah.
Come on. Say it again for me. Pinyala iriping.
Pinyana iriping. Iba ikwile ping. Eholo. That's in Pedi.
Pinyana iriping.
Pinyana iriping.
Iriping.
Iba ikwile ping ehol.
Iba ikwile ping ehol.
Yeah, ikwile ping ehol.
Oh, Sam, you have to write this down for me.
Wait, pinyana heri ping, iba ikwile ping ehol.
Hi, man, siyabonga. This is so powerful.
Siyabonga. Nice show, Sisendi.
Thank you, Putsam. Siyabonga, man. So powerful. Developing heri ping ping. Yeah, well, now in between we're gonna work the danger, Pagu speed. Yeah. Listen, teach me. Let's educate one another. If you were to motivate or you were to warn me in your native and indigenous language, but using an idiom or a proverb, what would you say to me? And I know from experience, the fact that you have badly behaved in your younger years, which means you had the warnings from your parents and your elders, you understand? So this is speaking from experience, you understand? So please, dig there. So ladies, if you were to motivate or to warn me in your indigenous language using a proverb or an idiom, idiom, okay, what would you say to me?
My mom likes to say, Isala kuchelwa.
Isala kuchelwa.
Yeah, sibona ngomopo.
Hey, isala kuchelwa sibona ngomopo.
Yeah, so essentially, if you don't listen to my warnings, the end result will teach you the lesson.
Hey, uzosibonela.
Essentially, she's like uzoswaba pambili.
Hey.
And that's very scary,
guys.
But it motivates me to stay on the
grounded.
Yeah.
I like that.
I also like
JJ?
That. Many parents do that. Look, I don't know my home languages, right? But we also speak Swahili.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. The one I would remember is my mom used to like just saying, Mimi na wewe.
Mimi na wewe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whatever, Andy, if you don't do this and that, Mimi na wewe.
What does that mean?
It's you and I.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you mean,
you
mean?
Yeah. You and I.
I'm going to remember that.
Yeah.
Mimi na wewe.
So am
I actually.
Men to men.
Yeah.
Cash me outside.
Yeah. Cash me outside. I'm gonna do it to my son actually.
Hey, Mimi Nawewe.
Mimi Nawewe. You know what I was gonna say.
I'm excited to hear that. All right, listen, talk to me. I want to hear from you, Feel Good Family. Let's educate one another about our languages. And, of course, the idioms and the really great ways in which language is used to actually give messages to warn. Mimi Nawewe is a warning. There's no motivation. It's all warning. Talk to me. I want to hear from you. And I want to...
Hey, nah, in our language, I'm a kuza. But pempe yalapi. Motu ukhona kisaha. Basically, what it means, bathi yegela ukufuna into zabantu. Uzisebenzele, uzenzele into zakho. Because you won't have trouble mawune into zakho. But mawufuna into zabantu, si trouble. So, pempe yalapisha. Motu ukhona kisaha. Rachel, sis, any?
Pempe yala... Yay. Pempe yala... Okay. Let's go to the next one.
Uma, umamamo ayithanda ukuthi ungakwazi ungakaphumi ehlathini. Meaning ukuthi don't talk too much ngento osazama ukuyenza ingakaphumeleli. So translated, don't brag too much about something that you are still planning to do. Because sometimes it may not happen. So that's what I was told. All the time, my mom would say, "Unga kwazi, unga rapu mekatini."
Oh, that one was told many a times. Do the work and let the work be the one ekwazelayo. Hmm?
Ngiyayithanda nje because ngithanda ukuyisho ebantwaneni bami ukuthi sungxama uzatshiwa ze-frogs iyazi ukuthi isho ukuthi ungaborashela izinto isikhathi sakho sizofika.
I love it. Levi, hello sir, how are you?
Hey Andy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, how you doing?
Wonderful. Am I pronouncing it right? Is it Levi or Levi?
It's Levi, the one from the Bible.
Okay, come on, from the Bible. You know you can't be, you know, a delinquent if your name comes from the Bible. I get it.
I know.
So, Levi, you're taking me to Ghana, right?
Yes, I'm taking you to Ghana.
Okay, and the language is called?
The language is Akan.
Akan.
Yeah, it's the largest spoken language in Ghana.
Got you. Okay, teach me something.
From Kumasi to everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One says, Benkumu gari nifa, and nifa nsu egari benkumu. Remember that left washes right,
mm-hmm.
and the right also washes left.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
So the meaning is, be careful what you do to people because you are not an island.
Hey, left versus that is powerful. Wait, say that again.
Yeah, left washes right,
mm-hmm.
and right also washes left.
Say it again in Akan.
In Akan, mm-hmm. it says Benkum Jari Nifa.
Benkum Jari Nifa.
Nifa. Na Nifa. And so Jari Benkum. Benkum is left, and Nifa is right.
Got you. Hey. Hey. You know what? Yes. I've got one in my language, in this class. Can I teach you mine? It's pretty much the same, but like we have a different analogy, right?
Yes.
Ungayilibali intaka yobusi.
Mm-hmm.
Which means don't forget the honey bird. In other words, the bird that showed you where the honey is. Don't forget that bird. You understand?
And people do, eh?
Hey! Hey, Levi, people forget.
They do.
Amnesia is a beautiful thing. Thank you so much, Levine.
No, thank you, Andy. Awesome. Great show.
Thank
I listen
you so
to
much.
You everywhere I go.
Oh, yeah. You're amazing. We appreciate you so much, ne?
Then when Ghana, I said Ghana, Kaya FM started.
Come on.
I was there.
Really? Come
I was.
On, man. You're incredible, sir.
I was.
Thank you for making us
thank you.
Get to 25 years on air because of people like you.
Yes. Yes,
yeah, bonga, man. Let's go to Pretoria. Khonse, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Wonderful, Khonse. Teach me something, but, you know, be easy on me, okay? Be easy on me.
I want to be easy on you.
Okay.
I'm Tswana.
Okay.
And it says, Khutlanka Khosabona.
Hey, Khutlanka. Susaka Khonse.
Okay.
Okay. So what does it mean?
Okay. And industry means that the consumer will have to be helping.
Wait, say that again. Wait, Akhonsi, am I on loudspeaker?
No, no, I'm not.
Are you sure? Am I in your headphones somewhere?
Am I audible now?
Yes. Just speak next to your mic. Okay.
Okay, cool. It says Khotlang Khaosa Bona. In English, it means it will definitely without it being broken.
Hey. Oh, Khotlang Kha. Yes, I will. Got you. Yeah. Okay, so what does that mean? It will get smelly without anyone seeing.
Hey, I will turn this place upside down now.
What does that mean?
Don't let me see. I'm not in the mood. No, hey. No, hey.
Okay. So I'm not the one to mess with. Oh, well, Johnson, you can't see me. I'll call damage. You can't burn.
I'll bend this hook now.
Kutangha. Kusabola.
Kusabola.
Hey. Yak saba khonzi, hey? Hi, friendly morning, and I'm motivated. Same time. Siyabonga, siyabonga. You see, I learned something. My son is not too bad, ne? Kutangha. Kusabola. You will see me. Talk to me. Motivate me. Warn me in your indigenous language. Use a proverb and an idiom. Doing now.
Sete, minangyazi leti musadi tsenu jiwa mavoko. It means umfazi wangaba mubi ganjani. Into zinche zisezandenza.
Yazi, yazi. Siekeni. Please, man. That's because I've got a big spongo. You understand? I'm still useful in life. You understand? My producer just looked at me. This is not personal to you, Gamma. I'm just saying. Okay, thank you.
Mine is Thupha Yentsangweni. It simply means whatever that you're doing, you're always doing together with that person. It's Thupha Yentsangweni. You know when you're preparing weed. So when you're preparing weed using a rizla, so the main fingers that are busy there, it's thumbs.
Yeah.
So it simply means you are always together. Whatever you do with that person. Wherever you go with that person. Because I was always with my cousin, so if she sends me somewhere and then I'll always like you be with that person, so it simply means you are always together. Is Thupha Yentsangweni,
okay.
Which means you do not separate. Whatever you do with that person. Wherever you go with that person, you know. Yeah.
Is Thupha Yentsangweni. I like how we got education on on the idiom, and then as well preparing the uwi. Siyabonga for that double education. Siyabonga.
In Tswana, we say li odra li salimetsi, which means you teach your kids manners at a very young age, or how to treat themselves at a very young age, so they can grow up from learning that from a young age. Thank you. Love your show.
Li odra li salimetsi. In Xhosa, we say gotiseng. I'm just saying, you bend it, yeah, while it's still little, yeah, I like it.
Mine, I hamba so, it's a quote, a quote, and I quote, yeah, I cut it. I wish you would the cat in English. Hey, Madam Afrikaans, I'm going to another titty. She quote, but she quote, need a quote, need a cut it. Something like that. I'm not sure.
I have a thing. They quote, need a cut it. you're lying on the streets. On the air. Please, Afrikaans professors, please, man. Dash, how are you?
I'm good, and you, Zani?
Gone. Can you confirm that in Afrikaans, it's Godni Kahelani? I lost in translation. Talk to me, Budwam. Can you motivate me? Can you warn me in your language?
Yes, my one is what it says. That means it will suffer the consequences. You know, most of some people.
Okay, yes.
It really simply says you will suffer the consequences.
Mm. Who taught you that? Who said that to you as well?
Actually, I grew up on a pretty family, so yeah.
And also sometimes, especially when you're younger, the consequences of things lies on other people, not you.
Yes.
And that's where the problem lies. Hey,
yes.
Say it to me again, Budesh.
Thank you, fam.
Can you say it to me again, one more time?
Well, it's Salah Guchelo, Sibona Omopo.
Isala kutela ibona ngomopo. Siyabonga. You have been warned, you've been motivated all through what? Our languages. Hey.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.